Good evening, guys. It's Trex here. Hope you're all doing good. I'm going to bring a client in who I got to know recently. Here he is. Right, let's bring him in. Start to connect. There he is.
Hi, Trex.
How you doing, my friend?
Good, thanks. You?
Yeah, mate. Appreciate you taking time out to speak to me tonight, my brother.
No worries. Thanks for inviting me on.
Come on, mate. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, mate. So what we're going to do, guys, you can hear me all right, AJ, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wicked, mate. So what we're going to do, probably talk for about 20 minutes. I met you when I was down in Berkshire recently coaching. I did the live with Nigel, who's literally just joined in. And obviously time was getting on. So I said, look, we're going to make this happen on a split screen. So first off, mate, I want you to give us a little bit of your backstory, because I only met you through attending 30 Plus Bootcamp Berkshire. You're a great client of Anthony's. I know Anthony's become a great friend of yours and he's done a great job with you. But give us a little bit of a backstory, because I think that there's a lot of over 30s guys out there that are so scared about taking that first step. And that was you, wasn't it, buddy? So this is your stage. You do the talking, my friend.
No worries. When I was younger, like most of us, I was really, really active, did loads of sports, loads of martial arts, got to a pretty good level, fought all over the world at that point, did really well. And then got married, had kids, started working, staying late at work, and all of a sudden it all got really, really slow. So over time, I ended up putting on not just a bit of weight, quite a bit. At one point, I was 22 stone.
Wow.
So I was
that's huge.
And I was originally, when I used to fight, 10.5 stone. So there you go.
Wow. So let me ask you this. Over what period of time did you gain that weight, buddy? That 12 stone that came on?
That would have been when I retired at 25. When I retired fighting at 25, it just started happening, because I'd sit there and I'd just eat for the sake of eating.
Sure.
You know, you'd sit there with a bag of Doritos and you'd polish three big bags in about 5 minutes and not think about it.
Sure.
You know, weren't getting out, weren't getting active. Life got busy. My son was born. He was ill when he was young. So, of course, with that, there was a lot of time spent in hospital, similar to what Anthony's been through. Our little one was 3 pounds when he was born. And we were told he'd live a month. And then, of course, that was my main focus, make sure he's around. Thank God somebody was smiling at us upstairs and he came out fine. And now he's 12. So that's what happened. And then for a long time, I was always like, I know how to get back in shape. I'll do it one day. But that one day never comes. You make an excuse. I went and saw my old instructor, spent some time with Ian, got back into it for a couple of weeks, thought I was too big, walked away again, went back, walked away, and never really stuck with it. And then the funny thing is, the missus went into the local part where Anthony teaches and coaches, and she walked up to him and said, my husband would benefit from this. Do you mind if I get him to come and say hello? And then the next day I got dragged into part by the missus. Went over to Anthony, had a chat, watched the guys. They were boxing that day. Of course, that got me going, because it brought back the old memories. You know, I was like, I want to do that. I miss hitting those pads. Saw Anthony, and he's really down to earth, a decent bloke who wants to help. And that's what comes across every time you talk to that guy. He cares about you guys. You get that feeling. He's one of your brothers. And I went in Thursday, boxing, brilliant. went for my first weigh in the following Saturday, and that was it. I was in.
So let me just ask you, what was it like taking that first step, dude? What was that apprehension like? What was that anxiety like on the day? Because I think there could be guys watching it out there that are just so nervous about taking that first step.
Do you know what? It was just like getting in the ring. That's what it was like. It was
brilliant.
It was butterflies in the stomach. It was like, oh, do I really want to do this? Do you know what? I can say I've done it and I didn't like it. You make up all the excuses in your head. You're going to make up any excuse to not do it. But the minute you get in there, the boys you train with, they're brilliant.
What? Yeah. So you got back in. It felt like you got back in the ring. Yeah. I want to ask you, though, what did you feel like? What did you feel like? Generally in yourself before you went to that first session. What was your energy levels like, dude?
Keeping it clean, rubbish. Absolutely rubbish. I felt lethargic. I felt tired all of the time. You know, when you even have 8 hours sleep, but you feel like rubbish. You just don't. I've got young kids. I didn't want to go to the park with my son and kick a ball.
Wow.
I've done martial arts all my life, and one of my dreams was to teach my children what I've learned over the years.
Sure.
And I didn't have the motivation to just get. Do you know, if a missus said, "Let's go to the shops," I say, "I can't bother. I'm tired." It was just one of those things, and it affected mine and my mate and missus' relationship, definitely with me and my kids, because I've got a 1.5-year-old and a 12-year-old. 12-year-old's full of beans, and so is the 1.5-year-old.
Yeah.
But it was demotivated. Even at work, you would just plod through the motions of doing your job, not enjoying it, not feeling you're achieving anything, compared to now where I'm buzzing.
Cool. So you had no motivation, no get up and go. Like, what really interests me is how do you get through work? How do you get through life? Because, you know, I used to be overweight. I was never like 22 stone. I got up to 16 stone, which people might think, oh, that's not heavy. But my energy was fucking through the floor. It was horrible. You're just going around in a slump. So, like, how did you feel, dude?
Rubbish. It'd come to weekends and you'd sleep most of the day. You know, you'd just zone out on the sofa. Just, it's almost like sat in front of the TV not thinking. Your brain's not working. And then, of course, mentally feeling useless. That was my thing. I'm good for nothing. And I got into depression at one point, which we've spoken about big time.
Yeah. Are you happy to talk about that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Are you sure? Because we had a little conversation the other day. Obviously, you were saying that. So you, how old were you when you got in, when you fell into a depression? How old was your son? Because he's 12 now.
So he would have been about 4 at the time.
Right. So, I mean, I lost my best mate to depression. So it's quite a point. I've been through it.
Yeah.
But if you want to talk us a little bit about, like, how did you spiral into that sort of dark place and what got you out?
Yeah, of course. What it was is my father, big influence in my life. He's the one who got me into martial arts and pushed me that way. He passed away. Unfortunately, with him, it was depression and alcohol abuse.
Sure.
That got him that way. He passed, and it was like somebody pulled the floor out from under your feet and you're drowning.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. You know, he'd always be there, that solid stop in the back, just giving you that boot when you need it, just to set you straight, and then all of a sudden you don't have that. And then, unfortunately, the family don't help at the best of times. And then I ended up just me, the missus, and the little one, and it was just trying to cope with everything, the loss of a father, the loss of family and friends.
Sure.
And just couldn't cope. It got so, so bad. One day I walked up to a train station and I was about to jump in front of a train. I'd had enough. Didn't think about the missus, who's been there all the way through it. Didn't think about my son, who dotes on me. It was just, I've had enough. I don't want to be here anymore.
You literally didn't even, like, plan it out. You just thought, that's what I'm doing.
I just waited for the train, watched a couple go by, and I thought, I'm having the next one. And that was it. Yeah. Just blanked out. Stepped forwards. And this angel out of nowhere came out of nowhere, off-duty copper. I won't say who it is, because according to him, he's just doing his job. But there off is good people copper. Out there. Yeah, he just grabbed hold of my top, pulled me back, almost bear-hugged me and wrestled me to the floor and gave me a massive hug. He goes, Sonny, ain't worth it.
Wow.
There's somebody waiting for you. And then that was where I thought, what the hell were you doing? Got some counselling. You have to ask for help, and don't be shy to.
We're men, and I think
we're rubbish at asking for help. You know, and sometimes I'm not being funny. It's easier talking to a stranger than your own family.
Yeah,
it really is.
Business, but amazing counselling, CBT is amazing. Yeah. So can I just go
you
back
know
to
they
you decided that you were going to, like, throw yourself in front of a train. It's unfortunately how my mate went. A guy stopped you, like. What happened? Like, he hugged you. Then what happened? Were you with him long, or then did you go home to your family and say what you tried to do? How did you move on from that?
I cried for about 15 minutes, first time in years, other than when Dad died. Cried like a little kid, just getting it all out. And all he did was help me. And that's all I needed was somebody to show me they were there.
Okay, so when you went home that night, did you talk to your wife about it, or?
I think I'm the luckiest man in the world. My wife has been my rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Since the day I've married her, I came out, told her, and first she was absolutely fuming at me. How can you leave us? You know, you're all we've got. And then she just held on to me and she goes, you can talk to me about anything. My son didn't have a clue what was going on. He was only four. But he knew dad was upset, and he sort of clung on to me, and he's always been a daddy's boy. But she helped me get my help. She came along with me to the counselling, make sure I was going.
Brilliant.
Always asking me, are you okay? And that's why, I think that's part of the reason why she went in over to Anthony, because she knew with us, our ego's getting away and we need to drop them.
Yep.
Lose the ego and you'll do a lot better in life. And she made that step for me. So she must have been nervous as well, but she stepped forwards.
Yeah.
And said, right, I'll do this for you. And part of why I'm getting on with this now is, yes, it is for myself, but I want to be there for my son and show him I'm fit and active. Yeah. Like, Anthony watches us play football and Anthony's so happy. You can see it off his face.
Yeah.
You know, I'm running around with my son. I'm teaching him martial arts at home as well. So
that's why we do this, mate. So look, let me jump in, because obviously people can tell now just listening to this that you're not depressed. You're absolutely buzzing. And I met you and you were full of it. You're telling me about your productivity and work. You've been with Anthony, you've been with the Berkshire guys for about 14 weeks. Tell me what you've achieved physically, mentally, in life and in the workplace in that time, buddy, because it's just fascinating, all through fitness and health.
Well, physically, here's the numbers. I've gone from a 42 waist to a 36.
Wow.
I've had to buy new trousers, new belts. It's that simple. I've gone from a triple XL t-shirt, and I squeezed into a large the other day, just about. It made me look a bit big, but an XL is perfect. I can actually buy some compression tops and I fit into it. In terms of my belly, I've lost, last weigh-in, I'd lost 14 inches off my belly.
Wow.
It's just something else. Two stone last weigh-in. We've got our other one on Sunday, so I'm opening it's more. Obviously, it will be. I've stuck to my diet. The exercise has been good, going out for walks, all the rest of it. But in terms of mental productivity, my wife says it's like when we first got married.
Yeah.
She says, you're there paying attention. You're on it. The kids call you. You're on it straight away. Kids want to, my son wants to do his homework. I'm sat there and I'm remembering stuff from years ago. It's amazing how your memory improves and your patience improves.
Yep.
You know, instead of watching the TV, I'd rather run around with the kids. And I am. Mate, I'm 1.5-year-old running me racket. So, mate,
what you said about patience, it's so true. And like, I've always said this, like, I'm never going to try and be a life coach or anything like that. Like, I haven't got all my shit together, so I could never claim to do that. But when I say, like, health, fitness, exercise, it will allow you to be calmer in chaos. And chaotic situations often come with having young kids, and it makes you calmer. I've been that snappy dad who's drank too much beer and eaten too much shit when they were younger, because I was in the fucking trenches myself, like you. And it's not nice. But when you live this healthier lifestyle and you drink plenty of water and you move and you get fresh air, these simple things, it does make you a completely different person, doesn't it?
Yep. Do you know the funny thing? My son's cottoning on to what dad's doing. He's drinking more water. All of a sudden, dad, what are you having? Can I have the same as you? Because that looks, it's good, healthy. He's doing those same things. My daughter's cottoning on to it. A year and a half, she's watching it now.
Yeah.
And my wife, it's like the whole house has turned around. Instead of slumping in front of the TV for an hour, the missus is like, oh, should we just go for a wander with the kids?
Brilliant. Brilliant. So,
but work wise,
tell me about work. I love this.
Work is nuts. Before, I was happy doing what I'm doing, and now all of a sudden I'm hungry. It's probably the best way of putting it. I'm pushing for more. I've closed some massive deals with some massive companies.
Tell the guys what you do, mate. Tell the guys what you do.
I work as a business development manager for a company called Peter's Pies, and I deal with food service. So I deal with national accounts and stuff, travel all over the country. 90% of my life is sat in a car like I am now.
Yeah.
Sorry, the kids are up and they're making so much noise, so I came out to the car.
Sure.
But yeah, I live in the car, and it's depressing being in the car by yourself. But now it's loads of little things, like I'll stop at the services, go for a wander.
Yeah.
Do something. Anthony gave me a suggestion I should do a mini Tabata in the middle of the car park in the services. Yeah, yeah. So I'll try that one next time. But what I'm doing is clarity of thinking. Normally I'd fumble my way through a deal. Now I'm clearly thinking what I want and I'm achieving more. I'm penetrating accounts better. Right. I'm getting more money for the business. The boss is happier with me.
Yeah.
And I'm getting job offers left, right and centre. It's brilliant.
Brilliant.
It's brilliant. I'm getting recognised for being somebody who's focused.
So just to conclude, in this like 14 weeks, you're a better dad. You're better in the workplace. You're a better husband. You've got more energy. There's no negatives, right? Apart from the fact you're probably going to buy a new wardrobe. So there's guys that are watching this and they're probably going, oh, well, how's he done it? Now, we know how you've done it. And probably 90% of the guys watching this will know how you've done it. But let's just say you're meeting a guy that was in your situation, right? Tell him the top five things that you would hammer home to, because you're in a position now of you're doing it, you've done it. You're not fully there, but you're doing it. What would you tell? What are the magic secrets?
None really. Drop your ego. Drop your ego. You're human. Drop your ego. Turn up. Turn up, and everybody else will help you through it. We're a band of brothers. We look out for each other. You know. Once you're there, it feels like I've been here for years. Honestly, it feels like years. I've made mates, proper mates. You know. But you've made proper brothers. It's just show up. Just show up, okay. Give it a go. You'll get there. And have trust in your coaches. Honestly, Anthony knows what he's doing.
Tell me about the nutritional side of things. What has been the biggest thing that you've changed? I mean, I know, but for our listeners, what's the biggest thing that you've changed and has like really blown you away?
Eating cleaner. I was at one point doing over 5,000 calories a day. Yeah. There you go. And now I'm doing 1,300. I'm prepping. It's that's prepping low. The meals. Yeah, it's to shift all of it. But I'm coping with it. Pointers, Anthony kindly pointed me in. He goes, you're not getting enough protein. You need to fix that. So we worked on that. But don't take the easy route. You know, it's a bit of prep. But luckily, I cook as part of my job. So for me to cook is fun. Yeah. But recipes don't have to be complicated. You know, putting a bit of fish in the oven is simple. Cutting a side salad's easy, you know. Steaming some spinach is simple. Yeah. But in terms of nutrition, it's you don't have to go complicated. You really don't. It can be easy. Chuck it in the oven and it's ready. Green vegetables, as many as you can. I bought myself a steamer, electric steamer, press the button, done. You don't even have to worry about it. It beeps at you.
Yeah,
You know.
Yeah.
But what that
about your hydration?
Prep.
What about your hydration, AJ? Were you hydrated before? What were you drinking before?
Coke, Cherry Coke, Fanta, Lil, you name a fizzy drink, I had that. Literally, I'm doing 3 litres of water a day, and all I'm drinking is water. I'm putting a bit of lime in it because I like the lime. Bit of ginger as well because I like the taste of ginger, and I'm taking that with me every day. But what I do is prep every night, and my wife's been great. She helps me with that. But it's easier when you prep for a couple of days in advance. That's the only thing I would say. I don't always have time to cook late in the evening. But I keep it simple, keep it dead simple, and it works.
Brilliant, mate. What is your energy like right now?
Off the chart. Honestly, I'm buzzing. Yeah. Like now, if I need to go to the shops, I normally jump in a car, and the shop's only 400 yards around the corner. I walk everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. With my son, we're playing football every single day without fail.
Brilliant. Just round up everything. Tell us what the goals are to moving forward. Where do you want to take this, dude?
The end goal is I want to go fight again. In and
out. Whoa!
Oh, I've got it in my head again now. I've got the hunger again. I want to go fight again.
Right. How old
That's
are you
the
now?
End goal.
How old are you now?
I'm going to be 40 next year. So I'm 39 at the moment.
So you can compete at that level? Yeah. There's like a, what would it be like, masters or something like that, or?
That's it, master's category. Yeah. And drop some more weight, and then, I could go do that quite easily. See what happens, but I want my son to be able to go watch me and see what dad used to do. And then at the same time, my son wants to compete.
Yeah,
and that's the other thing.
And do you know what, dude? I think this is the best story because it's like I always say, like, I always say your kids are like sponges. They're watching. My eldest comes to boot camp with me. He's running around. It's the best feeling. Like, there's not, for me, at this time in our lives, when you've got kids, everything checked, there's no better feeling than running around with your kids. And so many guys are making excuses, not because they don't love their kids, just they don't have the fucking energy. That's why we create 30 Plus Men's Fitness. That's why, like, when I hear stories like this, like, I'm buzzing because, like, your family are going to benefit now. It's not just you, your family, your kids.
My son looks at me. I'm not being funny. My son looks at me, and the way he looks at me, you just want to cry sometimes because you feel proud of yourself.
Yeah,
my son looks up to me now, and I can see that. Dad's losing weight. Mum, look, he's doing so well. You get your kid saying that to you, you just want to take it to the next level.
You're never going to fail. You're never going to fail, dude. Yeah. You're never going to fail. Mate, listen up. Talking to kids, it makes me want to get home to mine now, and you probably want to get inside of yours. I cannot thank you enough, mate, for giving me your time. Guys, we went in and out a little bit, but we still made enough to give you some awesome value tonight. So, AJ, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you made that step, my friend. Okay?
Thank you.
And you've committed now live on Facebook Live that you're going to fight again. So we're all rooting for you, my man.
Cheers, man. And thanks to Anthony as well. Do you know what? Anthony is a brilliant coach. If anybody's local in Berkshire, get down to Anthony. Get to any of the classes. Just turn up. Yeah. Just turn up. Don't think you're going to be able to jump or run for miles because I still can't run that well. You don't have to. Do what you can. You've got to start somewhere, haven't you?
Yeah. Guys, you know where to find us. If one of our boot camps isn't in your area, join us online. It's same community, same vibe. Right, AJ, thank you so much for your time, mate. You've been a star. Really appreciate it. Great story. Keep trucking, mate. Have a great weekend and keep at it, all right?
You too, mate. Take care. Bye.
Take care, my man. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.